This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo Sunday to hold ceasefire talks on Gaza while Israeli forces continued operations. Details from Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
The Israeli military showed its continued strikes on what it says are Hamas fighters in the Gaza Strip. One strike appeared to hit a home in the city of Rafah, killing 14 members of the Abu Anza family. Among the dead were Rania Abu Anza's husband and infant twins, born amid the war. She asked, what was their fault? What did a baby like this do? According to Gaza health officials, more than 30,000 Palestinians have been killed and more than 70,000 wounded since Israel began its offensive 5 months ago. Most of the 2.3 million residents have been displaced.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Sunday called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and forcefully pressed Israel to increase the flow of aid to ease what she called inhumane conditions and a humanitarian catastrophe among the Palestinian people.
Given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire. For at least the next 6 weeks, which is what is currently on the table.
Harris's comments were among the sharpest yet by a senior leader of the U.S. government calling for Israel to alleviate the conditions in Gaza. An Israeli official says a top cabinet minister's trip to Washington has angered Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The dispute between Netanyahu and Benny Gantz underscores widening cracks in the wartime government and rifts between Israel and the U.S. as the conflict in Gaza continues. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine, heavily reliant on Western powers to sustain its war effort, has long weapons with greater range to strike Russian targets from afar. So when news broke late last week of German plans to equip Ukraine with the Taurus cruise missile, Russian officials were quick to blame the West for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us more.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described a strong war camp in Europe bent on delivering a strategic defeat to Russia in the battlefield. He also bashed Finland and Sweden's recent membership in NATO. News of the Taurus missile first broke through what appears to be leaked audio of a video call where German officers discussed arming Ukraine with hardware and possible targets, like the bridge linking Russia to illegally annexed Crimea. On a recent visit to Vatican City, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called the potential leak a very serious matter that will be investigated very carefully, very intensively, and very quickly. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
South Korea and the United States have begun large military exercises to bolster their readiness against North Korean nuclear threats, VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
The joint exercises that started Monday will last 11 days. They involve computer-simulated command post training called the Freedom Shield exercise and separate field training. South Korea's military said last week the 48 field exercises would involve live firing, bombing, air assault, and missile interception drills. North Korea has staged provocative weapons tests in the past in reaction to the annual U.S.-South Korean exercises. It regards the major military drills as a rehearsal for invasion. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Hundreds of inmates have escaped Haiti's main prison after armed gangs stormed the facility overnight, leaving several people dead. AP's Rika Ann Garcia.
In Haiti's capital, gangs are gaining strength, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry is abroad trying to gather support from a UN-backed security force to stabilize the country. An inmate who spoke to the AP detailed the events of the attack. It was a very difficult situation, the riot in the prison. Our lives were at risk. What we did was shelter ourselves. A lot of shots. We were afraid for our lives. A prison worker reported that out of over 4,000 inmates, less than 100 remain behind bars and pleaded for their safety. In the absence of official information, family members of some convicts rushed to the prison to check on loved ones. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.